I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Friday, June 13th. A Quincy police officer was honored during yesterday's annual Law Day ceremony at the Quincy District Courthouse. Detective John Menz received the Robert Dana Award for his efforts at tracking down the so-called bad breath rapist. Toon Kit Lee fled the state in 2007, just before he was convicted of a brutal sexual assault in Quincy. Menz worked with the state police and U.S. Marshals Service to help locate Lee in California last year. He's now serving an 18 to 20 year prison sentence. The award is presented annually to police officers and firefighters for distinguished service. Officers from Weymouth, Braintree, Cohasset, Holbrook, Randolph, and two firefighters were also honored yesterday, and two state police troopers received the Trooper Mark Charbonnier Award. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch is asking the City Council to approve over $2.9 million worth of spending from the city's Community Preservation Fund. Koch is seeking the funding for historic preservation projects, open space projects, and recreation projects. Some of the items include over $900,000 to move a historic granite house in West Quincy to the Quincy Quarry and Granite Workers Museum, $400,000 for restoration at Lighthouse Fellowship Church, almost $250,000 to restore doorways at Bethany Congregational Church, $350,000 to develop a new rope course for young people, and $250,000 to rehabilitate the Brill Field Street Hockey Court. The City Council will vote on the requests Monday night. The community preservation account is funded by a 1% surtax on property taxes. A Quincy man is accused of breaking into a Lululemon store on Boylston Street in Boston and stealing over $2,300 worth of merchandise yesterday morning. 42-year-old David Tracy was arrested and charged with breaking and entering in the daytime, possession of a Class E substance, threats to commit a crime, and resisting arrest. He'll be arraigned in Boston Municipal Court. Just after 8 o'clock yesterday morning, Boston police responded to the area of 776 Boylston Street on a report of a larceny in progress at Lululemon. Officers had a description of the suspect who allegedly entered the store prior to the store's opening and stole the merchandise. A sergeant responding to the scene found a man matching the suspect's description fleeing down an alley. A nearby detail officer helped arrest Tracy, who was handcuffed. Police said 26 items were recovered from Tracy. The merchandise is valued at $2,331. During a search near the arrest, officers also recovered 11 non-prescription pills. A Halifax man was in stable condition after being struck by a car in Quincy early Wednesday morning. Police say the victim was struck on Crown Colony Drive near BJ's Wholesale Club just after 3 a.m. He was found lying on the ground and unconscious. He was being treated at Boston Medical Center. The 63-year-old Rhode Island woman driving the vehicle remained at the scene, and the incident remains under investigation. NeighborWorks Housing Solutions of Quincy presents a helicopter ball drop today at the Brook Meadow Country Club in Canton. 1,000 golf balls will be dropped from a helicopter, and the four closest to the pin will win cash prizes for the ball's sponsors. It's all part of their Mulligan Golf Tournament annual fundraiser. The Rural Lodge of Freemasons in Quincy will hold a community blood drive tomorrow from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. in their banquet hall on Greenleaf Street in Quincy. You can visit redcrossblood.org or call 1-800-RED-CROSS to make an appointment. The Norfolk County Sheriff's Office announces the Norfolk County Recovery Fest tomorrow at their public safety complex on Washington Street in Braintree has been postponed due to the forecast for rain. So far, no new date has been announced. The ANA Patriot Squadron will be holding a rededication ceremony of the newly reopened Shea Naval Aviation Museum at the former South Wavethale Air Station tomorrow at 11 a.m. The Shea Memorial Grove features the refurbished A-4 Skyhawk aircraft mounted on a pylon at the center of the park. Vice Admiral Wally Massenburg, U.S. Navy retired, will speak, along with Wayne Miller of the Quincy Historical Society, author of the recently published Birdmen Over Boston Harbor. All are welcome to that free event. The Adams National Historical Park will present a reenactment of Abigail Adams' footsteps during the Battle of Bunker Hill Saturday at 9:30 and 11 a.m. at the Adams birthplaces on Franklin Street. Participants will walk up Penn's Hill to the Abigail Adams Cairn. The event is part of the Adams National Park celebration of the 250th anniversary of the American Revolution in 2026. And the Quincy 400 Flag Day Parade will be held Saturday at 6 p.m. The parade will step off at Hancock Street and Walter Hannon Parkway, travel along Hancock Street to Marymount Parkway to Pageant Field for a ceremony and fireworks display. The 74th annual parade will feature an unprecedented number of bands, floats, and specialty units to celebrate the city's 400th anniversary as a settlement. The parade, ceremony, and fireworks will be shown live on QATV and streamed on QATV.org. Reminder, free shuttle buses will be replacing MBTA Red Line trains Saturday and Sunday between Braintree and JFK UMass for signal upgrades. The commuter rail will also be fare free between Braintree and South Station. Well, the first dragon boat museum in the country is located in Quincy Center. Peter Eng opened the museum recently on Hancock Street, right off the Hancock Adams Common. Eng is a Hong Kong native, but is also a U.S. Air Force veteran, having served in Vietnam. He became the first Asian American to become an air traffic controller and then work for the FAA for 41 years. Quincy City Council President Ian Kane says that his father helped Eng get the museum open. The museum features dragon boats from across the country and tells the story of dragon boat racing in China. Eng's original artwork is also on display. Quincy College is offering a new associate's degree program in sports management, a curriculum that blends business fundamentals with specialized sports knowledge to assure that graduates will have the practical skills and theoretical understanding required for the success in the growing field. The new two-year program is designed to reflect current trends and best practices across sports management. Its curriculum includes courses ranging from accounting, business ethics, and sports and the law, to events and facilities management, sports analytics, principles of customer service, and entrepreneurship and small business management. A sports management internship is also a required element of the curriculum. Enrollment is now underway for the new program, which launches this fall. A runway was closed at Logan Airport after a plane rolled off the pavement onto the grass when it landed in Boston yesterday. The FAA says JetBlue Flight 312 from Chicago was turning off the runway when the incident occurred just before noon. Massport said no one was hurt. Passengers were bused back to the terminal, and the plane will be assessed for any issues. The FAA will investigate. Runway 33L was closed while officials investigated. The FAA reported a ground stop at the airport, but that was resolved as of 1 p.m. Officials have not said what may have caused the incidents. A check of business news this morning. Stocks are higher. The Dow was up 101. The NASDAQ rose 46. The S&P added 23. Markets in Asia opened lower, while oil prices surged after Israel attacked Iran's capital amid the ramping up of tensions over Tehran's rapidly advancing nuclear program. The dollar fell, the euro is down, oil shot up to $73 a barrel. Sports, the Red Sox welcome the Yankees to Fenway tonight at 7. Forecast from the National Weather Service. Today, some clouds this morning, maybe some afternoon sunny breaks at a high of 76. Cloudy tonight at a low 63. Tomorrow, rain in the morning and tapering off in the afternoon. The high tomorrow of 63. Sunday, partly cloudy, high 66. Monday, partly cloudy, high of 72. Out on the water, waves about a foot. Winds out of the north at 5, become easterly. Later today, a high tide at 1:54 p.m. Sunrise 5:06, that's at 8:21. Traffic note, Four River Bridge, scheduled to open Friday at 1 p.m. and Saturday at 11 a.m. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Friday, June 13th.